content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jen Rogers for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is All About Pets. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Catster.com and Dogster Magazine. On today's program, we'll begin with an article from Catster.com titled, Can Cats Hold a Grudge? By Rita Reimers and Linda Holm. Do cats hold grudges? We provide answers. When clients reach out to us for help, they often have their own theory as to why their cat is doing things deemed inappropriate by human standards. Revenge, grudges, and payback are often mentioned as a feline motivation for bad behavior. An example we hear quite often, every time I leave town for business, my cat poops on my bed to punish me. But is that really what's happened here? Humanizing our felines. Humanizing our cats' behaviors and actions is a common thing among us cat parents. Admit it, you happily refer to yourselves as cat moms and dads. Yeah, so do we. We often talk to our cats and confide in them much the same way we would a trusted friend. Cats are such an integral part of our everyday lives that we often refer to them as our BFFs, best feline friends, or even as our fur kids. After all, there are many commonalities between our cats' actions and those of our human children. However, assigning human emotions to our cats is not a good idea. Cats are actually motivated by something more than emotions, behind the behavior. Human beings are very expressive, and we often make decisions based on our emotions. But not everything a cat does is based on survival. But everything a cat does is based on survival, my apologies, not emotions. When you look at what your cat is doing, good or bad, and compare it to how wild or stray cats live, it's clear that they are using their survival instincts to act as they do. While cats do have long memories, they don't really hold grudges like people may do. Cats may avoid certain people, places, situations, or things that they have had bad experiences with. In nature, this is how cats, both big and small, use their survival instincts in everyday situations. Even if they have never lived outdoors, cats are born with that instinct to safeguard themselves. This is a constant motivation in every cat's life. Instinctive and/or memory motivation to act a certain way, however, isn't the same as holding a grudge. Your cat is not retaliating for something that makes him unhappy. He doesn't even know what a grudge means. He's simply acting to protect his resources and is actually feeling fear. As a cat parent, it's crucial to learn as much as possible about cats, their history living with humans, and their natural habitats. Cats are in the middle of the food chain as both predator and prey, so they are more vigilant about their security than your dog might be about this. Learning what makes cats tick will make it much easier for you not only to understand what your cat is doing, but also will enable you to redirect unwanted behaviors more easily. Think like your cat. The next time you feel that your cat is acting out of spite or anger, put yourself in his place. What is he really trying to communicate? Assess the entire situation, find the what or the who that is causing him to misbehave, then find ways to relieve his feelings of threat, fear, and anxiety behind his actions. Make changes or redirect his actions to relieve his stress. You'll both be much happier, and your home will be peaceful with a kitty happily snoozing on your lap. Why is kitty acting this way? Here are a few examples of unwanted cat behaviors and what the behavior is actually communicating. Always check with your veterinarian to rule out any medical reasons for your cat's irksome actions. Peeing or pooping on your bed. We hear this one quite a bit, and most people think it either means the cat is retaliating for something he didn't like or that he doesn't like them. It's neither. Mixing his scent with yours is comforting to your cat when he is feeling anxious or stressed. Spraying. Quite different from peeing, spraying behavior occurs when a cat feels his resources are being threatened, and he's putting up his sign that lets everyone else know, I live here and you do not. Changes in the household, like new pets, Outside feral and or stray cats being near your home are all examples of what may cause your cat to sense a lack of enough of his resources to go around. So he reclaims them as his by marking with his scent. Scratching. This isn't retaliatory behavior either. It's part of your cat's DNA to scratch. Scratching keeps his claws and paws in tip-top shape as he scent marks where he's scratching with those paw pads. It's a natural and necessary part of your cat's physical needs. Aggression. A cat acting aggressively is one who is in fear for his life and or his well-being. That fight or flight mentality is triggered when a cat feels threatened, and he will do whatever it takes he feels is necessary to survive. Moving, new people in the household, new pets, and any type of major change could create aggressive behavior in your cat. But again, this is not any type of hatred nor grudge your cat is harboring. Next, we'll move on to another article from Catster.com titled The Purple Leash Project by Annie Butler Sheriffs. In the United States, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men will experience some form of domestic abuse in their lifetime. For those with pets, leaving an abuser can be difficult, as only 15% of U.S. domestic violence shelters allow pets. Almost half of abuse survivors will delay leaving an abuser if they can't bring their pet with them to a shelter. Purina and Red Rover have passionately addressed this issue for more than a decade by providing grants, resources, and support to help domestic violence shelters better serve the needs of abuse survivors with pets. They recently enlisted the help of 2 new and existing friends to help shine a light on the lack of pet-friendly resources for survivors. Journalist and Emmy Award-winning talk show host Tamron Hall and Washington Commanders defensive end James Smith Williams. Pets have a unique ability to break down walls, inspire empathy, and help us start conversations about tough issues like domestic violence, says Nina Lee Kruger, CEO and president of Nestle Purina North America. And the conversations we are having today are driving real change in the way that abuse survivors with pets are served. James, who enjoys spending time with his mixed breed dog Luna, is part of the My Cause, My Cleats program, in which pro football players can represent their chosen cause or organization by way of custom designing cleats on game day. They'll have the option to donate their cleats for a fan auction, and all proceeds will go towards players' respective causes. For James, the proceeds of the sale of his cleats will benefit the Purple Leash Project. Tamron, a lifelong pet lover whose sister was tragically killed by an abuser, continues to be an advocate for survivors in her 3rd year as the Purple Leash Project partner, with her new Bernedoodle puppy Exodus by her side. Since the Purple Leash Project was founded in 2019, Purina has provided more than $1 million in funding and is now working with Red Rover toward a goal of helping ensure that at least 25% of domestic violence shelters are pet-friendly by 2025. Learn more at purpleleashproject.com. Next, we'll move on to another article in Catster.com by Jackie Brown titled Cat Wins Most Unusual Pet Insurance Claim. Every year, Nationwide Pet Insurance offers the Hambone Award to the pet with the most unusual insurance claim. Named after their first winner, a dog trapped in a refrigerator who ate an entire Thanksgiving ham, this year's winner was Rafa, a Siberian mix from Seattle, Washington, who became trapped about 45 feet down a drain pipe. After a massive rescue effort and a successful extraction, Rafa was treated for hypothermia and other complications. Other finalists included Casper, a Siamese mix who took a tumble in the dryer when he was accidentally and briefly tossed in with a load of clothes, and Orangina, who wandered from home and returned covered in spray foam insulation. All 3 cats have made full recoveries. Now we'll move on to Dogster magazine, and we'll start with Dogster today with an article titled Help My Old Dog ... Find Out What's Going On with These 7 Frequent Senior Issues by Audrey Pavia. Gone are those puppy days of chewed up shoes and boundless energy. Your dog is a senior now and he's mellowed out. If he's like most older dogs, he's happy to just lie at your feet and take slow walks around the neighborhood. Of course, just like with humans, old age in dogs comes with some potential issues. The older your dog, the more likely he is to start showing signs of his years. Recognizing that your dog is feeling his age is important. By working closely with your veterinarian, you can take steps to mitigate some of the issues that come up and help your dog be more comfortable in his senior years. Here are some common signs that your dog is having some age-related problems, what they can mean, and how you can help them. 1. Pees in the house. As your dog ages, he's more prone to problems that can affect his ability to hold his urine. An underlying health concern is often the reason older dogs can't seem to hold it and can include kidney disease, a bladder infection, diabetes, Cushing's disease, thyroid dysfunction, cancer, arthritis, neurological conditions. Some older dogs suffer such painful arthritis that it's difficult for them to get up to go outside to pee. Once they are outside, give them plenty of time to do their business, as it may take longer. Occasionally, urinary incontinence in older dogs is the result of a neurological condition. If your dog is having trouble holding his urine, take him to your veterinarian as soon as possible to get diagnosed. Treatments are available for most of the underlying causes of this issue. 2. Walks in circles. Seeing your older dog mindlessly walking in circles can be upsetting. A few problems can cause this behavior, and fortunately, most have effective treatments. A common cause is stress and anxiety, which can manifest itself in this behavior. If your dog has always been high-strung and has started this behavior in his old age, stress could be the cause. A change in the dog's environment, whether it's moving to a new home or a change in the people or pets living with your dog, could have triggered it. Medications like sedatives or antidepressants can help resolve this. Another possible infection or cause is an inner ear infection caused by bacteria or parasites. When the inner ear is compromised, it can affect a dog's balance and make him dizzy. If your dog is also scratching at his ears, an inner ear problem is the likely cause. Your veterinarian can diagnose this and prescribe medication that will eliminate the infection. One of the saddest causes of this behavior in older dogs is canine dementia, canine cognitive dysfunction, CCD, which is similar to Alzheimer's in humans. No cure exists for the condition, and managing the dog's environment so he doesn't hurt himself is key. Some promising treatments for CCD are currently being researched and may be available in the future, including ropasazoline, crizdisazoline, and selegiline hydrochloride. 3. Sleeps all day. It's a fact of life that older dogs sleep more than their younger counterparts. In fact, older dogs can spend as much as 18 to 20 hours a day sleeping. While this is normal, have your dog examined by a veterinarian if you notice he is spending most of his time sleeping. Fatigue can also be a sign of underlying conditions such as heart disease or cancer. If it turns out your older dog just prefers to spend his time dozing, make sure he's comfortable, has a comfortable orthopedic bed, which will give support to his joints. Take him out for a walk every day to keep those joints moving and to give him something to look forward to in between naps, both physically and mentally. 4. Won't eat. If your older dog won't eat, get him to the veterinarian right away. Loss of appetite is a serious issue in any dog, regardless of age. Finding out the cause is crucial, especially in older dogs who don't often have a lot of physical reserves to fall back on. Loss of appetite can be caused by any number of issues, from mouth pain to organ cancer. The sooner your dog is treated for whatever triggered his reluctance to eat, the better the chances of fixing the problem. 5. Shakes. Seeing your dog shaking uncontrollably can be scary. In dogs of all ages, shaking can be the result of either anxiety or pain. Older dogs are likely to shake as a result of pain, which can be triggered by arthritis or another underlying health condition. Some senior dogs can also develop something called tremors, which can result from weakening muscles or deteriorating nervous system. Dogs with tremors tend to tremble for no obvious reason. Have your dog examined by your veterinarian to determine the cause. Depending on the source of the problem, your vet may be able to recommend treatment. 6. Drinks a lot of water. If you see or seen your dog's water consumption go way up, it's time to take action. Increased water intake can be caused by any number of serious conditions, including diabetes, kidney failure, Cushing's disease, bladder infection. Don't hesitate to take your dog to the vet for testing. Increased water intake also causes your dog to urinate more frequently and possibly become incontinent. Give him more time outside to go to the bathroom while you and your vet are working on a solution. 7 is losing weight. A common cause of weight loss in older dogs is dental issues. Infected gums and decaying teeth can make it difficult for your dog to eat properly, resulting in him taking in less calories. Mouth infections can also spread to your dog's organs and seriously affect his health. It's important to have your dog seen by a veterinarian right away if he appears to be losing weight, as it could be one of the following: dental issues, diabetes, kidney disease, liver failure, heart disease, and cancer. Dehydration can also happen due to underlying disease or lack of access to fresh water. Your veterinarian is a crucial partner when it comes to keeping your older dog healthy. To get a jump on the kinds of problems commonly seen in older dogs, take your dog to the veterinarian twice a year. Regular wellness exams go a long way toward catching health issues in your senior dog before they become a problem. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, let's talk about puppies. In an article titled Socialization 101 by Jennifer Ashenfelter, get the lowdown on this integral part of turning your puppy into a happy adult. The puppy of your dreams is home with you, your buddy for leisurely walks, playing ball at the park, and snuggling on the couch. But reality check, there's another side to your dreamy time together. Your sweet little ball of fur is more like the unhinged Tasmanian devil cartoon character. Puppies have a lot of energy. They need activity and guidance navigating their new world. Socialization has always been an integral part of raising and training a dog. But during the pandemic, opportunities for socialization outside the home were limited, which didn't bode well for the surge in puppy and young dog adoptions during that time. As this group of quote-unquote pandemic puppies has grown, both veterinarians and dog trainers have seen an increase in dogs experiencing anxiety and developing and exhibiting a host of other behavioral issues. The effects of limited socialization have made clear the benefits proper socialization offer beyond a fun play date. When should socialization begin? The American Veterinary Medical Association, AVMA, recommends socialization between 3 and 14 weeks of age. That means that socialization and training should begin as soon as your puppy arrives home. Setting boundaries and encouraging good behaviors reduce stress for the dog and the family. Providing positive experiences in a comfortable environment help to establish a foundation for lifelong learning. Puppies have a critical window of socialization starting at 1 month old, says Dr. Laura Weiss, who co-owns the Doylestown Veterinary Hospital and Holistic Pet Care in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with her husband, Dr. Ransom Weiss. They need to learn how to get along with other people and pets and how to handle all sorts of new situations. A well-socialized puppy is a happy and adjusted member of the family, and far less likely to develop separation anxiety and other fear-based behaviors. If you miss this window with an older pup, don't worry. There's still time for her to grow in confidence and manners by taking charge now. What are the first steps? Although making friends and learning how to play with other dogs is key, building confidence through a variety of new experiences is an integral part of the process. The objective of introducing new experiences is to generate a positive rather than a fearful reaction to that stimulation. Start with these experiences: around the home, ring the doorbell, run appliances, including the garbage disposal and dishwasher. Don't forget the vacuum. Introduce walking and standing on different surfaces. Carpeting, rugs, hardwood, ceramic tile, rubber mats, or stainless steel. This will also help when encountering surfaces found in a veterinary office or grooming salon. Introduce stairs with assistance. One or two steps into a family room is a good start. Play with your puppy wearing a mask, a hat, or a big coat, or other types of seasonal clothing that your puppy may eventually encounter. Your dog might not find that hat with a big furry pom-pom amusing. around the neighborhood and town. Go for a walk in a different neighborhood. Introduce your puppy to different people and dogs when protective vaccinations are started. Adding a new place to a walk will be a wonder of different scents to discover. Go for rides in the car. The car should be linked to positive experiences, not just for a ride to the vet. Spend time in parking lots, at a shopping center, or a school, or discover new noises like kids playing, cars passing or honking, or the squealing brakes of a school bus. Visit pet-friendly stores and introduce your pup to people, pups, and animals other than dogs. To ensure a positive experience for your puppy, never scold a puppy for a fearful reaction or force the puppy or dog to endure repeated exposure to the situation. What kind of puppy socialization programs are there? Looking for more socialization experiences? Local pet resorts offer puppy socialization programs for additional experiences and learning. Once your puppy begins receiving vaccinations, it's safe to participate in social activities like a puppy social hour or puppy preschool program. Puppy socialization programs differ at various pet resorts, but the mission is the same: making friends, having fun, and building a confidence in a safe and loving environment. Participation in a socialization program is also an informal introduction to training, daycare, grooming, and lodging services. Here are just a few examples. Bittersweet Pet Resort and Stables in Niles, Michigan. Bittersweet Pet Resort offers a free puppy socialization program twice monthly for puppies up to 1 year old and their pet parents. Staff supervise the puppies during play and educate the pet parents on manners training and encouraging good behaviors. Watching the puppies play together helps the parents recognize appropriate play behaviors and when to intervene with a correction, says Madison Dietz, Assistant General Manager. Many of the pet parents form friendships with each other and arrange for puppy playdates between classes. In searching for a daycare program for her pit bull terrier Scout, Kelly Z's discovered the Bittersweet Puppy Socialization class and enrolled. Since she's a pit bull, socialization was very important, and it gave me the chance to educate others about the breed. The classes were a great start for Scout's training. She recently completed a Canine Good Citizen program and is on her way to become a therapy dog, Kelly explains. The parents talked about different places to take our dogs for new experiences and useful pet products. It's a great community for people to help for helpful resources. More at bittersweetpetresort.com. Green Acres Pet Resort, DeForest, Wisconsin. My background in training dogs comes from working with rescues, says Jenna Holmberg, lead trainer for the Green Acres Pet Resort. I've experienced a variety of behavioral situations while working with rescued and shelter dogs. Not being properly socialized is the main issue for most. Green Acres Pet Resort recently introduced a free weekly socialization class. Jenna points out that dogs are not born with the innate knowledge of how to communicate and play. When puppies are adopted at an early age, humans might replace what their mother would have taught the pups. Jenna is excited about the program and looking forward to introducing puppies to many fun things. It's such a small window of opportunity to properly socialize a puppy, she says. If you wait too long, anxiety and fears can develop. Now I get to work with puppies and clients early for building confidence to avoid behavioral issues. The problems often result in dogs ending up in the shelter. Nobody wants that scenario. Socialization experiences must extend beyond the home. At home, Jenna explains, there are no outward distractions. Real-life situations must be included. Socialization is a great introduction to a structured training program. Without proper socialization, teaching the dog can become more time and labor intensive, which is costly. More at greenacrespetresort.com. Holiday House Pet Resort and Training Center, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Puppy Social Hour is a free weekly class at Holiday House Pet Resort. One class is for 2 to 4 month old puppies, and another class is for 4 to 6 month old puppies. Before the pandemic, parents accompanied the puppies to class, but now the pups are solo, which has benefits for the dogs. From a trainer's perspective, without the safety net of a parent, a puppy not only learns to make friends on his own, but also learns to be comfortable with being away from the parent. It becomes a positive experience for the puppy, and this reduces the chances of developing separation anxiety, explained Cheryl Lindley, director of daycare and training programs within the resort. More at holidayhousepetresort.com. Meadow Lake Pet Resort and Training Center, Houston, Texas. Our four-month-old doodle pup was not socialized prior to us bringing her home, says Amanda Shaw. Her first day of puppy care at Meadow Lake was rough, but by the end of her second week, she was racing in to play with her friends. I truly think she would not have blossomed into the social butterfly she is today without puppy daycare. The program allowed her to slowly warm up to the pack and to figure out how to be a puppy. Meadow Lake Pet Resort offers puppy daycare programs at its two Houston locations. Puppies attend the program until either their graduation from the puppy group at 6 months old or an introduction to the adult dog daycare program is completed. The puppy daycare program offers a variety of toys and play yard equipment for days filled with fun, as well as nap times for recharging their energy. Puppies that attend daily quickly become used to the social environment, says Laura Koch, executive manager with Meadow Lake Pet Resort and Training Center. Our daycare teachers introduce the puppies to proper play and good manners. These puppies usually transition to the adult daycare setting faster than other puppies or dogs. Pet parent Lee Leppert says, the experience transformed Benny's life and mine. He's fearless and confident when meeting other dogs. I'm never worried about his demeanor. He's thriving in the daycare program, and I'm always grateful when he's tired from playing all day after I've had a long day at the office. More at MeadowLakePetResort.com. The focus of any socialization program, whether the pet parents participate or not, is to guide the puppies in making friends and becoming a member of the pack. Socialization experiences inside and outside the home set the stage for successful training and reduce the chance of behavioral issues like separation anxiety developing as the puppy matures. So there are four main benefits to socializing your puppy. One, building confidence and trust. Two, learning manners and proper play style. Three, forming the ability to react positively to new experiences. And four, reducing the chance of developing fears and anxieties. We've run out of time for today's episode of All About Pets. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jen Rogers, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. All About Pets is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.